WFDU 89.1 FM. It's Gospel Jazz Asians at 117 in the AM on this May the 14th, 2008. My name is Tony Smith. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We're going to kick this morning's program off coming to you with music from Brother Merlon Divine, featuring his sister Bethany Divine, and she's out there in the Little Rock, Arkansas area. This is the song entitled Call Me. I want to send this out to Sister Marcy out there in the ATL. You got your ears on, girl? Check this out. You're going to like this. It's Gospel Jazz Asian, WFDU 89.1 FM.
Thank you. What's up? This is gospel saxophonist Kevin Moore, and you're listening to WFDU 89.1 with my good friend Tony Smith.
WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazzations. It's 1:33 in the AM. Hopefully you've been enjoying the music thus far. That was music coming to you from St. Louis, the man himself, Brother Rod Tate. The song entitled Center of My Joy. Right before that, Merlin Divine, featuring his sister Bethany Divine, gave you the song Call Me. I want to send that out to Marcy Hall out there in the ATL. What's going on, Marcy girl? You know she's having some computer issues. It's all good. JP is in the house. What's going on, JP?
What's happening? What's happening?
All right, brother. Oh, it's good. It's all good.
All good.
How you feeling today?
Feeling good.
Yeah?
Had a nice little nap.
All right.
And me and my son watched the Spurs New Orleans game.
Okay. Okay.
After that, he went to sleep.
Oh. Hey, EBBS,
that's what I'm talking about.
Train them up as they should go.
There you go. Don Corey's out for tonight, y'all. He's
yeah,
got some
okay.
things to take care of in the morning. Shout out to Sister Winnie Stewart. You know, thank you so much for tuning in each and every week, Winnie. You listen from right from the beginning to the very end. So thank you so much. Really appreciate you.
Thank you, Winnie girl.
Thank you, Winnie girl. Got a bunch of shout-outs this morning, but before that, I have a couple announcements. Coming up on May the 24th, that's a Saturday, it's a Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day's coming up already, JP.
Another week, right?
Something like that, yeah. Tara Bramble will be in concert. It's an evening of hope and healing in celebration of academic achievement featuring Warren Hicks and the Alliance. This is being held at the Frederick Douglass Academy, located at 2581 Adam Clayton Powell Junior Boulevard in Harlem, New York. Doors open up at 5 p.m. Concert will start at 6. For more information and for those tickets, give a call at 917-783-6140. That's 917-783-6140. Or just hit Tara Bramble up at her MySpace site, which is myspace.com/Tara Bramble. TaraBramble. Tower Bramble, and just tell a tone sit ya, right? Most definitely. Also coming up on tonight, Wednesday, if you're here in the Jersey area, our very own Nikki Armstrong will be appearing at the Blend Bar in Ridgewood, New Jersey. A special guest on guitar will be none other than Melvin Sparks, the incomparable Melvin Sparks himself. And again, this takes place at the Blend Bar, located at 17 Chestnut Street in Ridgewood, New Jersey. For more information, just log on to blendbar.com. It's a gorgeous room over there. Soul Live was there a few months ago. Check them out. Incredible, boy. And guess what? Lettuce was in town on Sunday on Mother's Day, JP.
Where?
At the Bowery Ballroom.
Get out of here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What, Saturday night?
Sunday night, Mother's Day.
You didn't go?
No. Hey, Mother's Day, man. I had too much to do, bro.
You know? I said, don't tell me you went.
No. I would have called you right from the venue if I was there. Like, so you don't know what you're missing, brother.
Like, I'll be like, honey, see you later.
No, I couldn't do that. Had a busy weekend, though.
Okay.
Kicking it off on Saturday was a pre-Mother's Day luncheon for my church, Macedonia Amy Church, and this was held at Anton's in Queens Village, right there on Jamaica Ave and Springfield Boulevard. And I just have to give a shout out to Sister Teresa Whitfield, First Lady from the Trinity Baptist Church in Hackensack, New Jersey. That's Stacy Wendell's church. And man, did she light the room up, boy, with her voice.
Okay.
Tore it up, man.
Really?
We did a few selections together as well. And Her husband, Reverend Dr. Jonathan B. Whitfield, was in the house along with their lovely children. So it was good seeing her and performing with her once again. And understand on Sunday morning at her church, she actually ministered in song for the first time there at the church since she's been married. And it wasn't a dry eye in the house from what I'm understanding. So, Teresa, keep doing your thing, girl. Looking forward to that new project coming out. I know you work on it. I know you're working on it. So continue being a blessing to others. All right. Then on Sunday, it was Mother's Day, of course.
Yes.
I was at Mango's most of the day from 12 to about 7 or so. Stacy Wendell came in with Mama Maisie Wendell.
Okay.
So once again, happy Mother's Day to Mama Maisie. It was good seeing those two. And Georgette was in the house as well. So thank y'all so much for all that came out to Mango's. And I had to make two other stops, one in West Orange, and then I wanted to try and catch the last bit of Sister Sharon Addison's Mother's Day program at the Galloping Hill Inn, and I just caught the tail end of it, and they were still jumping, boy.
Still jumping, right.
And they don't stay off the dance floor at all.
That's how they do.
Shout out to Frankie Mae Daly, who came up from Florida. It was good to see her.
Okay.
She had already ministered by the time I had gotten there. There's only another 15, 20 minutes left in the program, but there was still a lot of people there, man.
Okay.
And she says, same time, same place next year. Shout out to Pierce, who's probably my number one fan out there. I think he's about 7, 8 years old now, man. And that's okay. My biggest fan. Boy, that boy went crazy when he saw me. Tony Smith's in the house. Tony came running up. So yeah, shout out to his family.
We understand the effect.
But it was all good. And then on Monday, I started teaching 3 days a week at the Roberta Flack School of Music right there in the Boogie Down, the BX in the Bronx.
Y'all see how he do?
Maine.
You see how he do? Roberta Flack. Well, can't get no bigger than that.
Yeah, it was a blessing, man. So shout out to all the kids. I know they're not listening. It's too late in the night.
Yeah.
Boys and girls better be asleep. But we have a concert to do on May 30th, and I'll tell you all about that. Locations and all that good stuff. All right. And coming up tonight, this afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, I'll be at Chilton Hospital in Pompton Plains at 2 o'clock for Nurses Day, then shooting back on over to Mango's at 7 o'clock in the evening at Hackensack, New Jersey. Then coming up on Friday, I'll be in Brooklyn in the house at the Brown Memorial Baptist Church, and that's at 9:30. And then on Saturday afternoon, Essex House for the NAACP at 12 p.m. Then back at my home church, Macedonia Amy Church, on Sunday morning for service. And then on Sunday afternoon for the Cecilia Crane Memorial Concert at 3 o'clock. So I got a busy next couple of days, JP. Keep me in prayer, man. What you got going on, man?
Working.
How's the baby?
Baby's doing good. Good. Had another checkup today. He's doing good. Shout out to Dink, who got his ears on.
All right, excellent.
I see him online here.
Oh, boy.
We're hooking back up on Saturday.
Okay.
We'll be working on all day Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Putting the finishing touches.
All right.
On a project that will be out real soon, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice.
I mean, real soon, before the summer really hits. So.
Okay.
It'll be that track and that CD that you could put in your car and play from track 1 all the way to track 14.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
That's right.
Well, you know we all looking forward to it, JP.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it also.
I know you are, bro.
Yes, sir.
All right, 141 in the AM. The number here in the studios is 201-692.
What happened to Don?
2012. He's sleeping right now, man. He's got things to do in the morning, so he says. But keep that brother in prayer, all right, y'all? Shout out to Don Corey Washington, if he is listening.
Give us a call at 201-692-2012. Holla at your boys.
Shout out to Nicole out there in Westchester.
Shout out to Darren Winterton. What's up, man? I know you up, but your boy ain't up in here.
Oh, man.
Oh, I called Liz's show last night.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Well, this morning.
Uh-huh.
Kind of bum-rushed it. And they said, who is this? I said, JP. JP, we talking. I said, well, put me on it. Well, we just trying to. I said, y'all got this old Quiet Storm trying to simulate a Quiet Storm thing up. I said, no, don't even try it. JP, we got to go.
That's funny.
I said, if you don't know, you better ask your listeners.
Shout out to Liz Black, yeah. Linda, and Denise. And understand Denise is doing a fine job filling in for Niecy D on Friday nights, Sunday mornings for the Urban Bam Mix. Bam Urban Mix right here at WFDU 89.1 FM. And we are streaming all the way live, kicking it all the way live at WFDU.FM. My Aunt Gwen's listening in from work over in Augusta, Georgia.
Hey, Aunt Gwen.
Happy Mother's Day to you, Gwen.
Yes.
Yeah, most definitely. And shout out to Brother Todd, who says he's feeling a lot better. Yeah, suffering from some serious allergies last week, but he's feeling a whole lot better.
What up, Todd? I got your message.
You did? All right. Yeah. Cool. Shout out to Brownskin 007 out there in San Antonio. Also to Forrest Davis, if he has his ears on this morning. Kevin Moore is going to be calling in later on, telling us about his trip to Dallas and the Daystar taping as well. Bro had some jet lag when he got to Dallas, man. So he's got to tell that story. Shout out to Leslie Kennard out there in Pinellas Park, Florida, if you have your ears on. I haven't logged onto MySpace yet, so I don't know who's on.
I haven't seen it.
And shout out to Phyllis Yancey.
What's going on, Phyllis girl?
Who else? Miss anybody else? Of course, Brother Moody tuning in. Oscar Gilchrist, most definitely. Thank you. Brother Beeman, you got your ears on, boy, from Patterson, P-Town, New Jersey. And each and every one of you tuning in this morning. Brother Blue, if you got your ears on, give me a call, bro. Got to ask you a question, man. He might be tuning in later on the program, but I just want to shout him out. And also Brother Roger, most definitely. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We'll be here riding out till 6 o'clock in the morning. JP will be here for a minute, and he's going to bust on out here so he can get on back. Get some rest so he can teach the children in the morning.
In the morning.
Shout out to dawn. Shout out to Sunshine. I know you always got your ears on Sunshine.
Thank you so much, give me a call.
Right. Okay, we're going to leave you now with some music from Wes Morgan, who's going to be in our area this weekend on May 17th and 18th at 8 p.m. He's at the Calvary Christian Church with Bishop Johnny Vaughn, and this is located in Ewing, New Jersey. So find out about that. I don't know if I can be there on Saturday or Sunday. That's 8 o'clock, JP. So I'll be in touch with you and see what's going on. See what we can hook up.
Yeah, we got to hook up.
That's right. In the meantime, here is Wes Morgan. The song entitled Just Can't Get Enough, right here on the Gospel Jazzation, WFDU 89.1 FM. Good morning, Mama Maisie. Got your ears on, girl? So good to see you. She looked real good, too, boy.
I know she did.
Yes, she did. 1:45 in the AM. Give us a call. 201-692-2012. Thank you, ATL. Girl.
I be afraid, so dismayed. Always wanting more of you. Yeah. Can't get enough for you, Lord, no. I wanted more of you, yeah.